Get everybody up on the stage here. Just give me a moment to get the space organized. Here we go. Got Dan up on the stage. Welcome, Dan. Welcome to the first space. It looks like we had a little bit of a slow start, but we're going to get the room organized, get everybody up here, and we'll get this underway. Are you excited, Dan?
Dude, so stoked, man. Finally, let's do this.
I'm super excited as well. To everybody that has already tuned in, it does us a great job if you could hop down to the bottom right. Tag some friends, and just so you guys know as well, I'm going to be throwing this up into the nest so everybody's made aware of this. There's an active giveaway taking place right now, and this is a pretty coveted giveaway, considering the fact that we're working with minimum supply here, and of course, it's going to be highly contested because the entry is, what is it, Dan? It's going to be free, is it not?
It is. Free mint, baby.
Agreement and know that these are going to be contested. So guys, do us a massive favor. Take a look at the nest up above while we're getting the space organized and things ready to go. Just so you know, as more and more companies and, you know, different types of sectors hop into Web3, it's going to become competitive for guys like us in the Web3 space to see and have our voice heard. And this type of support goes a long way, and you could be walking away with a whitelist. So feel free to tag three friends up top there, retweet it, favorite it. You guys will be good to go, and we could possibly walk it away with something very competitive. Okay, so thank you guys so much for being patient. We're going to get everybody up here.
Hello, friends. Really, really glad that we meet today. I just send them information about this Twitter space around our community.
Really appreciate that, my friend. Good to have you here, MetaArchy. I'm very, very excited to have you guys up here also representing Cosmos today. And that's going to be a fun topic of conversation because, you know, I think a lot of veterans in the space, they understand the value of Cosmos, right? But this is a growing gaming sector as well, this side of Web3. And I know you're going to have some valuable input on that.
Yes, we will glad to share several interesting visions about Web3 gaming and gaming in Cosmos. And we think that the Cosmos ecosystem with IBC protocol, it's amazing for the Web3 gaming because we can connect so many different chains with IBC protocol, it means we can connect so many games with IBC protocol.
Super excited about that. I'm going to be diving into the technicals of that because, listen, all I really understand about Cosmos, right, is that, or at least from what I remember from reading some of the early white papers and being introduced to it for the first time, I was kind of like pulled back in when they introduced super fluid staking. So I don't know much about the Cosmos ecosystem other than that. And I understand that, you know, within the ecosystem, there's a large growing support for games. So we'll definitely hop into the technical side of that when we pull you up here, my friend. But again, it is a very, very much so privilege to have you. We also have Andromeda up on the stage. Welcome, Andromeda. Good to have you here today. We're looking forward to diving into what you guys are building. How are you feeling today?
Feeling great. Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Glad to be mixing it up with the gaming community here inside and outside the Cosmos.
Amazing. Thank you so much for joining us today. And up on the stage as well, 77 Senses of Shapes. I might have missed out a 7 there. That's an angelic number, though, if I'm not mistaken.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having us. It's okay. It's 3-7, 777 Senses of Shapes.
Good to have you here, my friend. We're looking forward to diving into what you guys are building.
It's a lot of stuff. I'll sum them up.
That's all right. Well, we'll make you spill the beans when we pull you up for your dedicated slot here. As a reminder,
all right.
Active giveaway still going up on the top of the nest. Please take advantage of that. It supports the space first and foremost, and you might be able to walk away with a very competitive entry into a free mint, which is a massive W in my books. Now, I'm not that huge into playing massively on speculation, but when it comes to a free mint and you're getting a whitelist, I mean, that's just a no-brainer for me. I'd hope it's the same for you, but regardless, maybe you're not even interested in it, and maybe you just want to support the space. Either way, we greatly, greatly appreciate it, guys. Awesome. Dan, I think while we're getting ready to head into, you know, the very first speaker, I think a great place to start would be talking about more or less Beyond the Stars, episode one. You know, I understand that we might be going on with this as a typical panel space, a mega space format. Maybe we could talk about that a little bit. And maybe what Cosmos is, or Cosmic Horizon, excuse me.
Yeah, absolutely. And before we do that, I just wanted to say what's up to Reese, and I don't know if Mark's joining, but Commonwealth, they're gonna be chatting with us later too. So thanks for showing up, guys. Yeah, so Cosmic Horizon, and also let's kind of start with the Beyond the Stars. So when I first met Blue Ship, you know, we hit it off right away, and they came on board to help us with marketing. So that's been an amazing journey so far. The little bit that we've had, it's just been an absolute joy, and you guys just really rock it. I had the pleasure of coming on a couple of other mega spaces that you guys hold, and I mean, the turnout of that is fantastic. Chris, you're a great host. You have a great speaking voice, and really always interesting people that are coming on. You know, everything from DeFi to gaming. So that's kind of where this Beyond the Stars comes in, where it's, you know, it's tuned mostly to the Cosmic Horizon community and Cosmos community, but really it's the thing that's most important to me is just Web3 gaming in general. And that's why we will have some more heavy hitters. We've got Metarchy on right now as another Web3 game developer inside of Cosmos. And there's just really this growing movement of blockchain gaming where, you know, it kind of all started in the beginning with CryptoKitties years and years ago, to where now people are not just building that and different card games, but full-fledged games running, you know, on game engines such as Unreal or Unity. And that's what we're doing at Cosmic Horizon, or Coin Studios, I should say. Cosmic Horizon, so to kind of get into that, as some of you know that are here, and thanks for showing up, is a kind of space trading MMORPG metaverse strategy kind of hybrid wrapped all into one, where you've got a spaceship, you're flying around, you're interacting live with other players, kind of flying around doing the same thing as you. You're visiting different star ports and star malls, and you're visiting different planets, and you're maybe even conquering different planets and building sectors and just, you know, starting rivalries. And I mean, it's just really kind of this next level of gaming in blockchain gaming, Web3 gaming itself. That's kind of Cosmic Horizon in a very small nutshell.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's a perfect, you know, representation of what we're trying to do here. And, you know, we'll definitely get back to Cosmic Horizons at some point, but I think you nailed it on the head here. The highlight here is not necessarily just Cosmos or Cosmic Horizons, but for you, it's important to highlight Web3 gaming as an entirety. And I think that's why, you know, we get along so well, our two organizations, because one, we here at Blue Ship have been doing, you know, thorough market research, and we think that, you know, this type of sector within Web3 is going to be massive. It's going to explode. It's only a matter of time. You're going to just need a couple more hit breakthroughs, I believe, and then we're off to the tracks. And this is going to be a great space opportunity for us to not only explore the wider arcing Web3 community, but also pull in some Web3 game creators as well to really talk about what they think and what they're building. And that's the beauty of Web3 at the end of the day, is it's not so selfish. We are a little vain at times, but spaces like this truly do prove, you know, that the limelight should be shared. So if you guys are having a good time today, again, I know I've said this a few times, make sure you're getting this out to your friends, your family, your grandma, your mother. I promise you, they're looking for something to do. Get them in here. And Dan, by the way, your mic's unmuted, my friend. and we'll get them in here and have a good time together. But regardless, guys, I want to welcome you formally for the very first time to Beyond the Stars episode number 1. We have some fantastic attendees here today. We have a surprise attendee who isn't here just yet, but I think it's going to be pretty exciting when they do. But up on the panelist side, we have Andromeda, Metaarchy Space. We have High Commonwealth and 77 Sense of Shapes as well. I keep forgetting another one of those sevens, but that's okay. We're going to go ahead and pass it over, though. We'll start with 777 Sense of Shapes. I'm super curious to see what you guys are building in the space. You know, just as a reminder, format here, you guys have about 10, 15 minutes to talk about what you're building, and I would love to have a conversation with you. So welcome up to the panel for the very first Beyond the Stars episode. Happy to have you, my friend.
Happy to be on the board. Thanks for having us again. 777 Sense of Shapes is actually kept with, you know, 777 supply, and it's the Genesis Pass of Sense Labs, which is dealing with lots of stuff, but I'm not going to bore you guys to death talking about all the stuff we are building. But we are not saying we are building just to say it. We are building. We actually do mean it when we say we are building. There's a lot of building stuff in there. Sorry. So what we are doing is basically creating and building the foundation of whatever next is for this space, right? Last week we had Socialfies. Before that, what we had, I lost count, maybe shitcoins, pardon my language. Before that, free mints. Now that royalties are gone, free mints are not that big of a deal, right? Now there is meme coin around the corner. Who knows what's the next, right? Who knows what's next? What I'm trying to say here is, we are trying to create a team. We have created a team and we want to expand it, of course. And we are creating a foundation of whatever comes next for the next several years. And we are making sure that we are here to create the best of, best of future Web3. And we also want to, you know, complete it with the missing parts. There is always going to be missing parts. Let me just give you an example. We see all the NFT tools out there showing, you know, some great stuff, some great stats, data about the current market, but there's always something missing. You might be wondering, hey, dude, there is this idea in my mind. I cannot take it out, but I don't have any team to, you know, build it. I don't have any developer. I don't have any artist that, you know, can draw this and that. We got you. We are here to listen to feedbacks of our community, and we want to build whatever is needed for the space and reward our holders with the revenue of that very thing. So you might be saying that, hey, there is this cool idea, but this brings lots of money. We are going to make sure that you get your reward and also the rest of the community that is holding our Genesis Pass in the future. On top of that, what do we have? We have many stuff, and like merch stores. We have planned coin, like token. We have planned all other like NFT analytic tool, crypto analytic tool. Yes, lots of stuff. But they all have one common thing, that they are going to benefiting the holders of our Genesis Pass with the revenue share and passive income system in the near, in the future. We are working towards that. And again, we are making sure that we are ready for whatever comes next with the team that we have gathered up so far. Go ahead.
Yeah, no worries. I just wanted to jump in. I didn't mean to, you know, ruin your train of thought. I apologize ahead of time. But, you know, I also noticed you guys are very tastefully doing a lot of the things that you're describing here. One thing in particular that I absolutely love is your lore-driven narrative. So at some point, I would love to dive into that as well.
With all
lore and storytelling. But I'm sorry, I've been looking at your page this whole time. I'm like, man, that's pretty fucking cool. Part of my French. I've just been reading through it.
I'll explain it more. Thank you so much for
pointing it out. There's Lord driven side too, but there is stuff that we actually have to do, right? Like we cannot be saying, hey, we are building, but we just let it just get faded away there. No, we mean it. We mean, and when we say that, we listen to you and listen to your feedback, because we do mean that too, because we know that there is something there. There's always something there out there. OpenSea, you know, removed royalty here, not listening to feedbacks, right? Following up with some other marketplaces. They are not listening to feedbacks, but we are, and we will. We can guarantee you that. I'll just give you an example of how our mind works, and I think it'll sum it up. So Apple Vision Pro has been released, right? But is it nearly ready for the industry, do you think? I don't think so. I don't think it's for default user, right? I think it's for people to build. People are going to use it. People are going to see what they can, you know, build in the future using that device, because that device is something so badass, right? It's a PC.
It's a stepping stone. It's a stepping stone.
Yeah, exactly.
The idea. Yeah,
exactly. Web3 is. It's a baby right now. There's a lot of opportunities gonna happen in the future. When we see the opportunity, we don't want to be wasting our time by creating a team or creating some company to deal with all this stuff. We want to be there and we want to be ready. Hey, okay, there's this opportunity. Let's do it. Like, we want to be so quick, so swift when the time comes, and we want to act accordingly. That's how our mind works. And any revenue that we are making with the opportunities we see, we are going to reward our holders back with the revenue share system we have planned. So this is where the where the fun stuff comes in. It means money. So about the lore stuff, thanks for touching on that too. Yeah, we do have four different planets and stuff. We have shared them all. Please do read them. And you can also join our Discord and ask any other question you have in your mind. I don't want to be like talking whole 15 minutes. And I hope I have explained how we work.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the thing, you know, at the end of the day, you know, one thing that I put high value in is somebody that is staying open-minded. I mean, it's a mantra here at Blueship to stay curious. It's effectively a measure saying, think outside the box, but also build the box. And if you think like that, you know, you're limitless to the opportunity at hand. And I think you're spot on, right, with the idea that, okay, this might not be the end-all project for all of the users that hop into it, but they're going to find innovative idea here. And I think that if you have this type of foot forward approach to your community, you know, I think a lot of people would find value out of hopping into the Discord. So I do want to shout that out one more time, guys. Make sure you guys hop into the 777 Senses of Shapes Discord. You know, I love having conversations with people like this. And, you know, we have to give some credit where credit is due. It's not easy always hopping up here on these panels, especially with my big mouth running and trying to keep up with it. And these guys are doing a good job. So if you want to hear some innovative talk, I mean, this Discord might be a place to do it, because I think from a philosophical level, at the bare minimum, we have here what is going to make for a pretty thought-provoking leader. So I wanted to compliment you, my friend. Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Don't get me wrong. Don't think that we are not working on some stuff. We are working on some stuff. We are working on the things that we see this space needs right now. But we cannot think of all the great ideas out there. That's why we need the community. We need the community that we can reward back in the future. Don't forget that. We are not that greedy, okay? We are, but we are not that greedy.
Well, let me ask you this, my friend. You know, you guys are out here. You're keeping a good philosophical mind about it, and you're actively building. You know, what's the best way for people to get involved, and what can they look forward to when they do?
It's Discord. It's Discord, and Discord. They can also send a message to this very Twitter profile, 777 Sense of Shapes. Our founder is always active, I am always active. We are going to see your messages and follow us. We have recently updated our website. We are going to be releasing our landing page real soon. We are working on every stuff, and there are stuff that we are working on right now that I cannot tell you. So hopping on our Discord and messaging to this very profile is going to solve it. Is going to make the.
Well, I appreciate you, 77 Senses of Shape.
Thank you.
I think it's a good start to the space to have a good philosophical conversation, and you know, knowing that you guys are actively building could have put you on the radar of people who are looking for the next, you know, the next step in Web3, which is how you put it. So, we appreciate you, my friend. Thank you for coming up here today.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. I'm here listening.
Absolutely, Dan, my friend. Before we hop over to the next speaker, I saw you hopping in and out. You having some, is Elon Musk giving you a hard time today?
No, I'm here in Montana and we got a ton of snow. So I had to actually switch over to my phone because I gotta bring my wife to work. So
fair enough, my friend. Well, drive safe. Okay. Absolutely. First and foremost, focus on that. We want to be beyond the stars. We don't want to be in the stars.
You know what I mean? Stars, right? Exactly. I'll be driving slow.
yeah. Be careful, my friend. Okay. Well, we're going to move on here, guys. This is Beyond the Stars, episode number one. This is going to be a reoccurring space. We're looking forward to having up people here to talk about what they're building and give us the opportunity to talk about what we're doing with this absolutely phenomenal free mint. With that in consideration, I do want to touch up on that before we hop into the next speaker. This is going to be effectively, you know, a navigation RPG game. You will be able to explore the literal galaxies, earning native tokens. And not only that, but being able to gamify in a sense where you can trade, upgrade ships, form alliances. This is realistically our best approach towards creating a game that, you know, you would find in let's say, you know, 10 years from now, 9 years from now, 20 years from now, and people are still garnering interest. The type of deep political lore and all of the backgrounds that you'll find within this universe are going to supplement all of the type of RPG activity you would want in a explorative game. So if you guys are just tuning in, you're just learning about Cosmic Horizons, and this is the first space you've been into. You came at the right time. You are early. And up top in the nest, we do have an active giveaway for two of these whitelists. And this is going to be a free mint, guys. So you can better believe it's going to be highly contested. Fantastic support coming in from the Cosmos community. And we're looking forward to doing right by them and putting Cosmos on the map as a real contender in the Web3 gaming sector. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Welcome, everybody. We're going to go ahead and put it on over to another one of our panelists here today. Super excited to see what they have going on. Absolutely love the branding. I'm sure you guys paid like $8,000 for that. Commonwealth, welcome up to the stage. Please feel free to let us know who we're talking to, what you guys are building. I'm happy to have you.
Hello, this is Reese. Happy to be here. Thanks for having us on. So we're Commonwealth. If you're unfamiliar, we're all-in-one governance platform, I guess you could say, consolidating kind of the meat of the governance process, the forum discussions, temp checks, as well as the on-chain governance piece. And we are very grateful to kind of host a lot of these governance conversations and communities such as Coin and a lot of the communities in Cosmos as well. It's been really great, and we are definitely grateful for that.
Well, we appreciate you, you know, narrating a lot of these, or directing rather is a better word, a lot of these types of conversations and facilitating them. I mean, we need thought leaders. And when I say thought leaders, I don't just mean KOLs, you know, digging into different dirt. You know, and we need actual innovation. So we appreciate you as well, my friend.
Yeah. And I guess for what we're working on now, so I guess earlier on in the year, there was a lot of, accessibility things with trying to participate and keep in touch with what's going on in the communities that you're participating in. So made login a lot more accessible. For example, you can log in with your email. You can even log in with Discord, talking about bunch of Discord servers, so you can use the same login there to get into Commonwealth. Launched a kind of our V1 of consolidating Discord and Commonwealth discussions, which is great. Really, we're just trying to get as much participation in the communities and I guess, yeah, direct as much discussion as possible and make it more accessible to all the communities on Commonwealth there. Our site's a lot faster. We're really excited with where we're at now. And I think our big announcement will be coming in a couple of weeks. Big launch around ETH Istanbul. If anybody's going to that, I guess some alpha. It's kind of V2, I guess, of the next step in the gating that we token gating that we support on Commonwealth. So really, really excited for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is some serious alpha. Guys, it's completely free to do it, and I highly recommend you do it. Tap into Commonwealth right now. Throw a follow their way to stay up to date. If they got some big alpha dropping in a week, it might be something you're interested in. It might not, but you won't know unless you tap in. Listen, guys, you know, in terms of the platform that you're providing, you know, when users get introduced to it for the first time, what's some of the initial feedback that's a little bit different from other platforms out there? You know, it seems like the objective here is obviously to get a little bit more community involvement in a centralized space. Have you guys heard any immediate feedback that is just like, wow, we're not seeing this anywhere else?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the immediate thing that new people notice hopping in is that consolidation of multiple core steps in the governance process. And so with the forum discussion, as well as the on-chain proposals, having them in the same place and then connecting the two. So being able to see what proposal came out of what discussion and kind of following along the entire process there, which is really great. And what we've seen from that is honestly a lot more participation and education on more people, more folks being educated on what exactly is going down in the communities that they're a part of. We've seen I think roughly like 30% more of the community's token holders are engaging in Commonwealth spaces, as opposed to like kind of other like non-Web3 native platforms. So that's been really great to see, and that's kind of our core focus is just increasing participation and increasing knowledge into what's going on with the communities that people are part of, because it is kind of really confusing historically. It's been super fragmented across Twitter, whatever forum, Discord. I don't even know. So we're trying to consolidate that. We've seen uptick in participation as a result. All of the communities being in one place that somebody's part of. You're part of Evmos, Stargaze, whatever, some Ethereum communities, whatever. They're all in the same place. So you can kind of track what's going on across the ecosystem. But I guess a lesser known a space for people that haven't aren't as familiar with Commonwealth is we have a personalized feed of all of the communities that you're a part of. So it's like a for you page similar to Reddit. So very easy to keep up to date and as a result participate.
That's absolutely amazing. And I see that you guys were active at Cosmoverse this year. You know, one thing that I'm kind of noting here, just even in the first Beyond the Stars episode, is just how intimate the Cosmos ecosystem really is. And I think that, you know, one thing that people get wrong a lot, at least on the Ethereum side of things, is this like massive speculative hype train, right? Where there needs to be some sort of figurative number in order for success to be obtained. But, you know, using, for example, Bulls and Apes project as, you know, a counter to that example, I mean, you know, they have 200, 300 active users. And with that alone, they're able to do astronomical numbers, not only in terms of revenue, but also, you know, the implications of also gamification and all that stuff. And I think Cosmos really gets that. And I guess my follow-up question here is, you know, did you have a good time at Cosmoverse? You know, have you been kind of noticing a similar vibe with the Cosmos community?
Yeah, I had a great time at Cosmosverse. It was alpha heavy conference for sure. A lot of great speakers, super valuable for us. I actually got to sit down with some of the best designers in the Cosmos space, and we did a design crit on the Commonwealth product. So that was that was really fun. I'm not a designer, so it was it was pretty interesting. But I think talking about the Cosmos community, as it relates to kind of Ethereum and other ecosystems, I think Commonwealth is in a really unique position where we do support the Ethereum communities as well as Cosmos. And it's crazy. The difference is crazy between the level of engagement and drive that members within Cosmos communities have. And just all in it together, super, super intertwined, as you said. So yeah, it's very strong Cosmos community. It's been great to see, and very interesting to compare it to communities and different ecosystems.
It's amazing. Well, we do have a decent Cosmos following here today. I see a lot of different support for so many different other projects, and I thank everybody who's tuned in so far. But just, I guess, as a broad question that I like to, you know, tail into a lot of these conversations with, what's the best way for people to get involved? How can people hop into Commonwealth and get involved?
Yeah. So if you are kind of involved in Cosmos, very likely that your community that you're a part of is kind of participating in governance on Commonwealth. So just hop into commonwealth.im and go check out your community that is having ongoing conversations there. Don't be afraid to get involved in any of the ongoing conversations there. I'm on talk to kind of these communities all the time, and they really are excited when kind of new people hop in, ask questions, or just reach out to the kind of the core team and ask how they can get involved. They love to see it. So don't be scared. Just hop into your community and also feel free to reach out to any of us if you're wondering how to get involved in Commonwealth and use kind of start participating. We're always happy to help.
Absolutely amazing. Well, guys, SocialFi is getting more and more popular, and these guys are absolutely addressing all the pain points with governance, which I think is a core part of Web3 building with community in mind. So I do recommend you give them a follow here on Twitter as well, because whatever that alpha may be, I mean, I don't know if we're following trends of SocialFi, maybe we could be seeing something like that. I'm just speculating, though. I really don't know, guys. But give them a follow here and participate in these conversations that are happening out there. Commonwealth, thank you so much for coming up here today. It was such a fantastic conversation.
Yeah, thanks again for having us.
Absolutely. Guys, you are tuned in to Beyond the Stars, episode number 1. This is going to be a reoccurring panel space and mega space sometimes as well, just like today, where we're just going to be pulling in different leaders in the space that are and project founders that are looking to, you know, share with you exactly the beautiful things that they're building, you know. And I'm super excited that this is happening too, because I think a voice within Cosmos particularly needs to shine through, and I'm happy that I can hop in here and assist with that with Cosmic Horizon, kind of as some of the leaders here with this in consideration. I do want to say that if you're not following the Cosmic Horizon account here on Twitter, you should be doing so. This is going to be a very competitive mint coming out here before you know it, really. And if you're not tapped in and made aware of exactly what's happening and when, I highly recommend you do so, guys. And we will be offering fantastic opportunities like the one up in the nest in every single space. So make sure you're coming back every single week to ensure that you're making the most of your time here on Twitter. Sometimes you'll be able to make it, sometimes you won't, but I highly recommend you reach out to some friends and see what they're doing, because listen, this is a very broad and open space. There's all kinds of interests. I promise you, some of them are looking for something to do. Support goes a long way. But regardless, Cosmic Horizon Freemint is going to be absolutely exciting. Now, there's some alpha that I've yet to even share with Dan, some possibilities in terms of partnerships and collaborations that are being propagated over here by Blueship, some notable names in the space industry, possibly hopping in to support the Cosmos ecosystem. So tap in, and thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to move on to the next panelist here, and that's going to be Andromeda. This is going to be effectively an easier, better, faster cross-chain composable on-chain operating. Man, this is just so much system. It's almost like a tongue twister. Andromeda, hop up here and help us clear up the space on what that means, my friend. Welcome to the panel.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, or having us, rather. Just a quick shout out to Joe C., Sarati, Milstein, Noticed for being in here, some of my homies. Nice to see you guys in here. So Andromeda is from our perspective, it looks like one of the most ambitious projects in Web3. What we set out to do almost 2.5 years ago is to sort of abstract away a lot of the complexities and a lot of the difficulties in building in Web3. And what we wound up with was what we looked, you know, once we got to the a final product, we started looking at it and saying, you know, this looks more like an operating system than anything else, because instead of just having raw naked keys running around, you've got users. Instead of having assets strung along multiple protocols, we have these objects that exist on a file system that's on the chain. And so there's a lot of familiar concepts that we bring to Web3 that haven't been seen before. So, you know, everybody right now just uses a standard public and private key. We go to 10 different tabs in our browser to look at 10 different platforms that we use, be it DeFi or gaming or whatever, NFTs. But we don't really have a comprehensive way to like address the entire address space that's out there. And with Cosmos having this interchain, you know, right now we've got somewhere around 60 to 70 different chains, and that's going to be growing very rapidly over the next few years. We need to have some sort of an operating system, a common what's called a user space for people to operate inside of and build on top of. And so that's what Andromeda does. It brings a whole suite of tools. Instead of needing to know Rust to build smart contracts, we have these objects already created inside of our system. And it's as easy as right-clicking and hitting deploy on some of these things. So you can get all this robust functionality instead of it being built for one off, you know, for one protocol or one chain. It now becomes used anywhere inside the Cosmos very, very easily. And when I said we're one of the most ambitious projects out there, it's because we're redefining an entire product class. There's no one out there that's attempted to do anything like this at the scale that we're doing. To give you an idea, it's 19,000 lines of code, of smart contract code. It's completely on chain. So there's a website and an interface to work with, but all intentions, all activity, all objects are on chain and sovereign that you own. And there's no sort of middleman or anything like that. So in that regard, it's built with a really, really keen understanding of how blockchains, the blockchain philosophy, the sovereign philosophy, works. And moving back to the interface part, like what you know, how you would interface with this operating system is, yes, through the browser. And that interface, and since we're, you know, gaming has been kind of a highlight here inside of this the spaces, the interface that we use looks a lot like Machinations, if you're familiar with building games inside of these platforms. Machinations basically allows you to drag and drop different objects that interact with each other, and you can, you know, and stitch together more complexity using a pretty visual UI without having to dive into Rust code where you need to know the difference between a uint and an int and a, you know, all these Boolean operators and all of this, you know, memory management and stuff. That's for the guys who have master's degree in programming. But the way that Andromeda looks at the space is there's probably, and I'm gonna use a random number here, but I think we could all probably agree that it's either this number or close to it, that for every one developer, you know, one smart contract developer, there's probably 100 people who cannot program, that probably aren't qualified to program. And so there's a kind of a 1% of the blockchain community can actually contribute. And what we're trying to do is unlock that next level where, look, you don't need to know Rust, you don't need to know some hardcore computer science. If you have the ability to operate very well inside of an Excel spreadsheet, that sort of, you know, level of technical abilities, you can create on Web3 now, and all of the code behind has been audited. It's all safe to use. And that's kind of what we bring to the table. It's a fantastic product. We're launching in over the course of the next 4 weeks, roughly. It's a staged rollout. There's many different parts that need to be set up. There's, you know, chains, there's IBC channels that need to get set up, and there's deployment of contracts. So it's kind of a slow rollout just because of the size of the project. But hopefully around the beginning of December, it'll be sort of in its first fully recognized incarnation.
Absolutely love it. And what I'll say is this is one observation that I think is pretty apparent, or is becoming so, is that, you know, developer stack and utility stack companies like yourself, they're getting a lot of limelight right now. And I think that's because as the market continues to improve, a lot of different companies outside of Web3 are starting to look in and look for applicable solutions like Andromeda to make their lives a lot easier. And it seems like more or less that is exactly the, you know, the pain point that you guys are kind of attacking right now. You know, this might be just like my own business interest, you know, coming through and shining through into this next question. But, you know, are you guys predominantly focused then? Is the model of Andromeda mainly just business to business? And, it, you know, or are we also looking at the benefit of the user here in Web3?
That's a good question. So it's sort of with an operating system, and I'm going to try to answer your question. And if you want to push me back towards your question better, just let me know. We look at it as sort of, we have three different types of users or classes. We've got developers, which are the people who do know Rust, who do know like hardcore computer programming. And those guys are able to come in and contribute to the operating system, just like someone who is contributing different binaries to Linux. You know, it's an open platform that anybody can contribute to. And then we have a creator class, which is kind of the class I talked about a second ago about Excel, people who are able to operate fairly technically, but they may not have a computer science background. And then we have the users, which are someone like maybe, you know, my mom or something out there that just knows like, hey, if I click on this, it does that. I need a wrapper. I don't really understand everything else. I just want to use these applications. And so we kind of have a three-tiered system like that. And we address each different user base and with different systems and different vernacular, different language. And the nice part is we've got really great libraries, mainly in JavaScript, because that's the sort of flavor of front ends, that allows for application builders to take all of the objects and all of the underpinnings that are on underneath Andromeda and bring them up so that Web 2.0 developers can easily reference these things and work with it as if this Cosmos, all these blockchains that are out in Cosmos are simply a cloud storage, essentially. They don't need to worry about block times and consensus algorithms and all these different things. We wrap all that up into a way that's like, look, just build the application in the front. When you want to save something, you run this method. If you want to pull information, you run this method, and everything else in the back is sort of handled for you. So that really enables a lot of Web 2.0 people to come around. Our with an operating system, you know, when you turn on your computer, you know, you're either running Windows or Linux or Mac OS. That sort of fades into the background because when you're doing work, when you're doing things, when you're trying to accomplish stuff, really you want the operating system out of your hair. You don't want it in your face. You want to be able to just do what you need to do, and then something in the background back there is handling all that other crap, you know. And so that's what Andromeda sort of looks like in the end. If we're successful, it'll be just sort of in the background powering all of these different protocols and chains, and abstracting all that away from the user, so they don't have to worry about what chain they happen to be on, or if they want to move tokens from one place to another. That all happens in the background seamlessly, without any sort of concern or even to have the knowledge to do that.
I mean, you guys absolutely sound like you have your act together. I was about to ask a question, but, you know, as you were kind of explaining what you guys are doing, it kind of answered itself. You know, I was about to ask you, you know, do you think that you guys would have saved yourself some headache if you had done something like this more niche towards Web 2? But the more I heard you kind of go on about, you know, how applicable this is for so many different types of users and entities, I started realizing that Web3 is the only space that really requires this type of tedious attention. And I think that is going to benefit you guys in the long run. This is a pretty ambitious question, and I'll try to get to it as quick as possible. I'll keep it short and sweet because we're running out of time here. But, you know, with an operating system in consideration, have you guys considered product development on a physical manufacturing level? Again, ambitious question, very broad, but have you guys considered the idea that at some point the world might need a Web3 personal computer or something similar?
Yeah, so I do a lot of lecturing at universities around this topic, and a lot of universities, you know, we get contacted by someone in Bitcoin, and that's the, you know, Bitcoin has all the limelight, you know, for good reason. And then they want to start a Bitcoin group. And then I said, well, you know, there's a lot more than just Bitcoin out there. There's blockchains. And then once I get them there and I say, well, actually, there's a lot more to this than just blockchains. It's decentralized technologies. And that's really if you zoom out and, you know, before you break that mold, you've got to realize that we're talking about decentralized technologies, regardless of whether or not you have a state blockchain back there. So what we look at is we're looking at several different identity platforms that are out there, several different ways that you can self-custody as much as you can. We're working with Obi Wallet to do a lot of the Alt-Z stuff that's sort of off-chain type things. You know, privacy is a big piece. So if you can take information and make that off-chain in some ways, that's self-sovereign. That's a huge piece in there. And it's really pulling all these things together and trying to make them harmonize. It's a really difficult piece, but I think eventually one day with IBC, you might be able to have your own private blockchain that maybe has a consensus, you know, of one person, yourself, because, you know, if you want to be sovereign, you can only trust yourself. But having that entity be able to interact with all these different chains, like, that would be really cool. Having your own chain, your own state machine, virtualized and running, you know, everywhere from your phone to your PC to your, you know, laptop to whatever, and it's sort of ubiquitous to you and you alone. And does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, you're definitely much more technically versed than I am. So, you know, at times I'm trying to keep up, and I think I do understand the general consensus here. It's not necessarily a matter of physical product. It's more of the application itself, right? And in that sense, it's very possible that, you know, somebody like Apple could come along and be like, hey, you have this type of protocol, you have this type of concept, and we could see it being used for XYZ. And I do think that that's a possibility. So you did answer my question. it's more nuanced than I make the question out to be, which is why it's very broad, right?
Yeah, and to be quick, I'll sum up real fast. People have asked us who's our target customer, and that's our target client, or who are we trying to interface with. And it kind of goes back to how when Microsoft, when Bill Gates went out and started creating the Microsoft operating system, DOS at the time, and they were focused on the end user. But what they did was they went and sold to IBM and Hewlett Packard and Dell and all those guys. And that is essentially what we're looking at, is like, we're trying to sell to the chains to get them to adopt this operating system, so that all of these computers can all interact in a seamless way without having everybody fighting and having their own opinionated systems. It's like, look, you can make your hardware opinionated. The blockchain can be opinionated. That's fine. But you need to have a common layer above that unifies everything, so that the users have a familiar interface across all your chains. Because we've got block space of 60 blockchains out there. We need to find a way to unify it all. That is the Cosmos's biggest opportunity against the rival, the rival ecosystems out there like Ethereum and whatnot. Like, you know, we've got block space, we're cheap, we're faster, we've got better tech, we can upgrade quicker, we can engineer faster, we've got better tools, we've got, you know, Rust as a background instead of Solidity. These are huge wind in our sails to win, and we just got to get our act together and start working together instead of against each other.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Well, let me ask you this as the final parting question, Andromeda. What's the best way for people to get involved and support what you guys are building?
You know, go to our, we've got about 170 developers of all types, creators and developers, in our, test net right now. We're wrapping that up pretty soon as we head to mainnet, but, go to our Discord, go to our, Telegram. If you go to the website, AndromedaProtocol.io, also on Twitter, that's probably the best way to get a hold of us. We update everybody in Telegram, you know, the normal channels. Twitter will be a really great place if you want to follow there. And we'd be glad to get anybody involved. If you got any ideas or want to contribute, we're open to anybody.
Absolutely love it. Well, thank you so much for coming in here today and talking about what you're building. It seems like you guys have a lot on your plate, and you know, taking the time to come up here and discuss some of these concepts and these ideas and the product itself is just, it's an absolute privilege. So thank you, Andromeda. I had a really fantastic time with you today.
Absolutely. Our pleasure.
I think what you guys are building is very, very ambitious. Beautiful. Well, that leaves us to the final panelist. Last but not least, though, guys, this has been an amazing First Space Beyond the Stars episode number one, hosted by Cosmic Horizon, upcoming Freemint. I won't shill it too much. You guys know what the deal is with that. I'm super excited about this panel in general, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in for as long as you have. We had a little bit of a slow start at the beginning there, but that's okay. These things happen, and sometimes it's out of our control, especially with old Elon Musk at play. We have one more panelist that's going to be hopping up today, and that's going to be Metaarchy. Guys, thank you for your patience. I see you guys have been waiting very, very diligently. Please hop up and...
Not a big deal, friends. Not a big deal, because everything is coming to those who can wait. And we are very good in it. Yes, great, friends. So nice to see Andromeda here and Commonwealth, because we will use Andromeda and we already use Commonwealth. So a little bit about Metaarchy. This is the win to earn game. So we are just want to create the game that it will be interesting to play. And a lot of people play games and paying for the playing games, like buying the skins or something like this. When I play in Web 2 games with my son always asks me to buy the crystals. And of course, I'm a good dad. I buy to my son crystals that my son can buy skins on these crystals. And I ask my son, can you sell these skins back? Can you sell these crystals back? And no, they can't. So we need to fix this question. We need to get the good market behind any game. So we want to create the game that it will be very interesting to play, that any person can buy the skins or something like this, playing on the bets or something like this. And after, all the profit of the game will be distributed among the players. So players can earn in the game by winning the game and also by the holding the tokens of the game to get the profit from the any sales in the game, from any advertisement. And the community of the gamers can decide who will be the sponsor of our game, who will make an advertisement in our game. So I totally believe that the community of the gamers need to control the game, not the developers, not the some company, but those who play the game need to control the game. And this is the next, and this is about our Metaarchy game in the general. Of course, we have the very interesting lore and so on, and you can read about it more. But the main point of our game is that we create cross-game synchronization together with the other games in the Cosmos. Cosmos is so beautiful for the Web3 gaming because we can create something that Web2 never give us. So if you play, for example, World of Tanks and you get got the cool tank in this game, you can't transfer this tank to the World of Warcraft, because these games don't connect with each other. So with Web3 gaming, with the cross-game synchronization, we can send artifacts from one game to another game. So your address with your wallet connect, this is your account. You have some NFT on your address, and one game can recognize this NFT as the spaceship, and another game can recognize this NFT as the magic hat. In one game, this NFT gives you +5 to spell power. In another game, it gives you +10 to the speed of your spaceship. So with the Web3, we can create such multiverse of the games where you can travel from one game to another and you can take your artifacts with you from one game to another. And this possibility gives to the gamers a very big opportunity, because you get achievements in the one game, but in the same time you've got achievements in another game. And if you are tired of one game, you can jump to another game and don't lose your achievements. And Andromeda creates so beautiful operation systems that we will definitely use. And with the Cosmos, we can create not only app chains, we can create game chains. So any game can run the blockchain with the IBC protocol, connect to the huge ecosystem and start to transfer artifacts from one game to another. And the only questions in this, how the creators or communities of the games will interact with each other and will come to the one decision. How my game will recognize your artifacts in my game, and how your game will recognize artifacts from my game. And the Commonwealth will help us in this case too, because for this we need decentralized governance. So gamers can rule the game, govern the game with the inner governance, with the sub-governance, and also we can have something like a United Nation of the games. Yes, like decentralized organizations of United Web3 games, where the people from the different games can come to the conclusion how my artifacts and my achievements will work in your game. And this is the big this is the big way to do it, but it will the best competitors for the Steam, because in the Steam you always have a lot of games, but all of these games not connected to each other. And in our case, in the cross game synchronization, all games will be connected with each other, and it will be the real game changer. So the gamification is very important for all of us. And we started from this, that you were telling that, what is the liquid staking or something like this? If we will speak about the liquid staking or about DeFi, it's very hard to explain it with the good words. You need to tell, take these tokens together with that tokens, put it in the liquidity pool, you will get LP tokens. This is so long bullshit that nobody really likes. And in the questions of the game, I can explain you what is the liquid staking very clearly. You send your workers to the mine and you get stones. While your workers in the mine, you will get more and more stones. You send peasants to the forest and you get wood. Until your peasants in the forest, you will have more wood. So this is the liquid staking. What is the DeFi? You take the wood and the stones and you put it together to build a castle. Bigger castle you have, more peasants will come to the to be protected by this castle. Put more wood and more stones, bigger castle. Bigger castle, more peasants. This is what is the DeFi, what is the liquidity pool, what is the LP tokens, and so on. So with the some people tell crypto economics is very hard, but if we will look at the crypto economics as the game, it will so easy that even the kid 10 years old can easily understand how it works. So some people tell, how our users will work with the two or three different tokens, it will so hard for them. But my son played the Minecraft and he used so many different tokens to create so many different things. And when we play, I don't know, Heroes of Might and Magic 3, I think it's the, if you didn't play this game, this is the best game for the to feel yourself as the some king, you control the huge armies, you work with the 8 different tokens, you build the different buildings and so on. So when we look at some process, some economical process as the game process, it becomes much more easier for us to understand it. So our next step, it's use this Cosmos ecosystem as the background for the our game universe, because we already have the backend. We already have a lot of different networks that's already connected with each other with IBC protocol. We already can send tokens from the one network to another network. We already have the functions of the staking and so on. So on the front end, on the user interface side, it can be that I send not token from the one network to another. I send the spaceship. And at the front end, at the user interface, I travel with the ship, and I to travel from the one universe to another universe, I need to pay not with the fee, because on the back end it's a fee, but on the front end, on the user interface, I pay with the antimatter or with some uranium. To have more uranium, I need to put some antimatter in the generator of uranium. Yes, and on the back end, it's the process of the staking. I just delegate some tokens to the validator. Validator send me the reward. On the front end, I see how I have more and more uranium. We already have DEXs. What DEXs? It can be on the front end, on the user interface. It can be multi-universe markets where I can exchange uranium to plutonium and plutonium to antimatter. And we will see how the price change in real time, because on the back end, it's a real economical process. So Web3 gaming and Cosmos ecosystem gives us a huge opportunity to create such a GameFi universe that never existed before. And of course, it will be connected to the Ethereum. Of course, it will be connected to the Polkadot, to the many other different networks. Yeah, and this is why the question of interoperability is the most important question for now. Yeah, we already solved decentralization with the Bitcoin. We already solved scalability with the Ethereum and smart contracts. And we are in the process of solving question of interoperability with the Cosmos, also with Polkadot, and also with different rollups, decentralized bridges, blah, blah, blah. So if you really want to understand the beautifulness of the Web3 gaming, you just need to imagine how you can transfer your heroes, your artifacts, your achievements from the one game to another game. And this is what we try to create now. And the Metarchy, it's just a small part, one of this universe in this huge GameFi multiverse.
Absolutely phenomenal. And I think you hit it on the nail when we talked about, you know, gamers actually being able to own their assets. And this is something that I've been preaching for many, many months now. I think play to own is a far better model than play to earn. And what I mean by that is, I mean, if you look at traditional Web2 gaming, right, people don't even own their games anymore. DRM software and then online marketplaces have pretty much effectively stripped gamers, you know, of their titles. There was a point in time, obviously, where you physically owned copies of games, and this is kind of going away. So I think that the next step for games, it goes hand in hand with a lot of the possibilities that Web3 has to offer. So I couldn't agree with you more. And I do love, you know, that you guys are keeping this in consideration when you put forth the idea that not only can you hop into Metarchy and enjoy this fantastic, you know, online game, you'll also be able to reap the rewards in other games with interoperability and transferring of ownership between games. So I love it. I'm a huge fan of it. And I think that it's the right way to think about gaming moving forward. You know, the best question here now is, my friend, how can people get involved? Do we have any upcoming mints? Do we have any opportunities on Discord? Where would you like people paying attention?
Yes, of course. At first, you can find all the links at our Twitter, Metarchy Space, and we have the web page where you can easily find all the links on the Telegram and the Discord. And of course, most of the our interactions are in the Discord and in the Telegram. If you are game developer, if you know something about game engine, like Unity, or Unreal or Cocos 2D, and if you are enthusiast and you want to join the team, we are looking for you, because we have very strong community and strong team who knows everything about Web3, who knows Rust, who knows Cosm, Wasm, and so on, but we are not the so professional in the game engine creation. So if you are game dev from side of the game engines, we are looking for you, friend. Join our team. And if you are there, if you want to participate in the some as the ambassador, we will very soon run the ambassador campaign. We will very soon start to we will have some NFT starter packs for the testers, for the people who want to be involved. And of course, the best place for this, our Discord, our Twitter. You can find all links in the our Twitter, and feel free to join and ask any questions. We will find for you interesting role. And of course, we mostly we love enthusiasts. We are enthusiasts by ourselves. We don't have a really big investments or something like this. But if you want to help with the some investments or something, the best way, delegate to Posthuman Validator, because the big part of the profit from the Posthuman Validator are going to support Web3 gaming, to support some projects in Cosmos ecosystem. So this is our main source of supporting of enthusiasts.
Absolutely amazing, guys. There's all kinds of ways that you could be getting involved right now with this project, and that is effectively even a builder's relationship with MetaArchy and consideration. So if you have a passion for development, you know, you have a passion for speaking, and you love the idea and core concepts that were shared today, tap in right now and make sure you guys are giving these guys a follow. And sliding in if you have any direct interest as well with any of the different positions and opportunities that were just shared with you. It's completely free to throw a follow, guys. Make sure you're doing just the same for every single one of the panelists, not only just MetaArchy. At the end of the day, you know, this behind the star, beyond the stars, is all about just providing a limelight and a spotlight, rather, for a lot of different types of facets of creativity. And I think he's spot on. Okay, gamers need to be able to own every single asset within the game, to the point where it's interoperable, where you can transfer it between all your games. That sounds exciting. That sounds empowering to be a gamer when that reality comes. And that's exactly what these guys are trying to tackle. So make sure you tap in. And I just want to say thank you so much to MetaArchy for coming up here and sharing what you guys are doing in the same philosophies that a lot of us share. I really appreciate you.
Thank you for having us, friends. Really, really glad to see all of you. Really glad to be a part of this amazing Web3 family.
Absolutely. Well, guys, we're going to be coming to a conclusion here very shortly. Before I do this, I do want to say that with the free mint in consideration with Cosmic Horizons coming up before you know it, there's only going to be 300 NFTs at hand here. And, you know, the beautiful thing and the most bullish thing about this, not only it being, you know, very exclusive and it's going to be very coveted, is the fact that it's going to be paired with early access and alpha access to what is going to be a very phenomenal space exploration experience. Okay, we want to be in line here with a lot of the great RPGs out there already on the market. You see how vast the creativity can go when you think of the infinite space. And with that in consideration, you know, big pop-ups that come to mind are like Eve Online. You know, what I've seen with Cosmic Horizon as, you know, Dan continues to build out this beautiful project is more or less just that. It's going to be very vast. And, you know, a lot of the talking points of today have been about empowering the gamer. And a lot of that is being featured within Cosmic Horizon. So make sure you guys tap in right now while you get a chance and give them a follow. Really phenomenal project that we're putting out here. And make sure you're doing it just for, you know, even some of these spaces moving forward as we continue to have some of these thought-provoking conversations. And perhaps you're somebody that might want to hop up here and have a conversation about what you're doing or your thoughts. We're always happy to have new panelists up here as well. So feel free to reach out either to the Blue Ship account here or the Cosmic Horizon account as well on stage. And we'll have you up to talk about the beauty that is Cosmos as well as the overarching Web3 industry. So guys, this is going to be it. We're going to wrap it up here. This has been Beyond the Stars, episode number one. Big shout out to Commonwealth, Andromeda, 777 Senses of Shape, and Metaarchy for coming up here and describing, you know, the vision that is what they're doing. And big shout out to all of you down in the audience. Thank you to everybody today. And we'll catch you guys very, very soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having us. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you, friends. It was really cool.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken knives. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting knives. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines, they call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community, all these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few C's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Terra Spaces.